John Embree is in his first season as tight ends coach for the Browns. We continue our series of introductions to the new members of the Browns coaching staff. Welcome to the show, John.
Thank you.
So, John, let me start with this. The fact that you have obviously coached in this league, but you also played in this league. You were with the Los Angeles Rams, and you had some time with the Seattle Seahawks before a career-ending elbow injury. But going back to your time, you know, as a player, as someone who came into this league from Colorado and wanted to establish yourself as first a player, how much was coaching on your mind then?
Well, you know, actually when I started playing, I never thought about coaching. And Coach McCartney, after I got through playing, called me up to his office and told me he wanted me to start coaching the tight ends as a volunteer coach at Colorado when I was through. So that was the first time it ever hit my brain, was when I sat across the table from him and he said, "I need you to do this for me."
And when it hit your brain, what did it do? I mean, what registered with you?
He's crazy. You know, it was the farthest thing from my mind. And after the first day of spring practice, it was amazing. You know, just fell in love with it, really enjoyed it, kept you close to the game. I think that's a lot of things as former players, whether it's after the NFL, whether it's after college or high school, you know, it's something that you always miss if you really love the game.
And the thing, I guess, that a lot of guys realize when they first get into it is you understand the hours, you understand the grind, the mm-hmm. commitment. Coaching is a whole different world that even players I've talked with in the NFL yeah. through the years can't relate to until they actually do it or get close to it.
Yeah, I mean, you have to love it. You know, my first year I did it when I did it as a volunteer coach. Obviously, I worked for free, and I slept on my college roommate's floor for a year. And, you know, I'd commute back for it. I had a home in Denver or just outside of Denver. So because of the hours, I'd maybe get home on the weekends. And so you have to love it if you're going to do that. And the time goes by so fast when you're doing something that you really love and enjoy. And growing up, I knew one thing. I never wanted to have a job. And so this worked out perfect because I don't really feel like this is a job
at
all.
It's a labor of love.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, for you too, and it's been an interesting path because you started out as a volunteer assistant at Colorado, as you were talking about, high school coach as an assistant at Douglas County High School, that too in Colorado.
Yes.
And
yes.
then back at University of Colorado, tight ends, defensive ends, tight ends again, wide receivers and kickers. You've had some variety, and then UCLA, assistant head coach wide receivers, assistant head coach tight ends. But you've been on the defensive side of the ball, and you've also dealt with wideouts and kickers. I mean, that's right. That's kind of a range there.
It is. You know, going on defense was a great experience for me. I was over there for 4 years. It just gave me a perspective on how guys in that room, and I say guys in that room, how defensive coaches, things they worry about, things that they look at when they're looking at the opponent. And so when I went back over to offense, that really gave me a whole different perspective. And then obviously moving from tight ends to receivers, again, expanding the knowledge of the game, it forces you to learn. You know, I really believe the only way you really grow as a coach is if you're pushed out of your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been fortunate sometimes against my will, other times at my own choosing, have been forced out of my comfort zone. And then I look back on that time and I really realize that I learned a lot.
Do you apply that to coaching? Do you like to push players out of their comfort zone too?
I do. I do. You know, the first thing I want to find out whenever I'm with any of my players is the first thing is how do they learn? And then I go from there as far as putting them out of their comfort zone and forcing them to grow, forcing them to change how they see things.
Can you give me just an example of kind of what you're talking about, where there have been examples where you've dealt with that?
Yeah, so let's say player X, the way he learns is by seeing things.
Okay.
But then he doesn't like I could tell he doesn't like being put on the spot or but being put in front of his teammates. So what I'll do is I may put him on the board in front of other tight ends or other receivers and say, "Hey, drop this play and tell me what your assignment is."
Sure.
There's things I'll do during camp. I'll pick a guy out and say, "Okay, hey, if you can drop this play and tell us what we do, meeting's over. If not, we're going to keep going." And so there might be a guy that doesn't like pressure or doesn't want, you know, so just trying to put them in different situations, forcing them to feel like they always have to be on their toes, forcing them to feel like they can be called on at any moment. Same on the field. Putting them in situations, maybe it's human nature not to want to do things that you're not good at.
Right.
And so just whether it's certain plays in team period or certain drills, just making sure that I'm putting them in those situations to force them to kind of embrace their weakness or embrace change and understand that they can get better at it.
John Embree, the tight ends coach for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Okay, so collegiate coaching from 1991 through 2005. 2006, you get your first NFL shot. You're the tight ends coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're with them from 2006 to 2008. There's a tight end on that team by the name of Tony Gonzalez. You might have heard of him before.
Yeah.
And a Pro Bowler in each of the seasons that you're there, an unbelievable player, led all NFL tight ends in those seasons, and 268 receptions, 3,130 yards in a three-year span. Wow. And so what was it like, A, to work with him, and B, give me a sense of how you connected with him as a coach?
Well, you know, I tell people that was the most pressure I ever felt as a coach, including the time as a head coach, was coaching Tony Gonzalez, because he was a guy that didn't like making mistakes. You couldn't give him enough information. You wanted to make sure he was prepared to go out there and have a lot of success. Tony is very prideful. You know, I tell a story. Tony, every Monday, he would come in the office, and we'd sit down. We'd watch, at that time, Kellen Winslow Jr., Jason Witten, Dallas Clark, Antonio Gates, and we'd watch every pass those guys caught that week. And we'd talk about it, you know, and, you know, what is it that they're doing? Different coverages that they're seeing, how we can incorporate it in his game plan, things. He'd see something on tape and say, gosh, you know, I wish I could do this. You know, guys, see how well he – I mean, he was really, really driven by the fact that there's other guys out there that were nipping at his heels, so to speak. And he wanted to be the best.
So he wanted to study their game so he could find ways to be better.
Yes. And there's things that he couldn't do that they could do, but you know what? He came out to practice early all the time, and we did a certain routine. He stayed out after practice. We did a certain routine. And so he was driven. He was a guy, once he trusted you, if I said, Tony, you got to eat a pound of broccoli every day to be better, he wouldn't ask you why. He would just do it. And that's fun as a coach, having a player like that.
Sure.
Now, that puts a lot of pressure on you, because there's so much trust. There's a bond in that relationship that you don't want to let it down. You don't want to violate that trust.
Sure.
And so you wanted to make sure every Sunday that he went out there that he had all the answers and was completely prepared to go out there and have success.
That's amazing, and obviously a sure Hall of Famer.
Yes,
is what Tony Gonzalez is. So 06-08 Chiefs, 2010 Washington Redskins, had a guy by the name of Chris Cooley there that year, second on the team, 77 catches, 849 yards, 3 touchdowns. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, Chris was the exact opposite of Tony. So that, you know, we talk about growing and being out of your comfort zone and learning how guys learn. Chris could see something once and he got it. Tony liked to write things down. Tony was very deliberate in how he prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Chris got things so quickly, and so Chris was a guy you always had to keep engaging him, because he got bored easily. So when he got bored easily, he would, you know, do things, and everyone knows about his personality and how he likes to play jokes. So you always had to try to keep engaging Chris in different ways. Because we had another guy in the room at the time. We had rookie Logan Paulson, who's turned into a good player. And then we had Fred Davis, who was also starting to turn the corner, and he was growing. So the different personalities in that room. So you're trying to get Chris you know, to be a guy to kind of lead by example, because if they saw him, you know, if Fred saw Chris didn't have to work at it, well, why do I have to work at it?
Right.
So, you know, you just had to try to be different in how you engage Chris, so that the guys in there could see how hard he was really working at being good at what he did.
Different teaching styles for different guys, just what
yes,
you said.
Yes.
And you got your head coaching shot at the collegiate level After that, 2011 to 2012, University of Colorado Buffaloes head coach. Did that experience give you that broader perspective on things, and how has that helped your coaching that you now take to the Browns?
Well, it does. You know, you just see things from a different perspective because you're responsible for the whole team. So, now that I'm back here as an assistant, I'm trying to be real cognizant of understanding my role and doing my job to the best of my ability. But I look at Chud a little different light because I know kind of a little bit to a certain extent of some of the things he's going through. You don't quite get to do as much football as you're used to doing mm-hmm. in the past. Right now it's just learning the new offense. Spending time with Norv and the other coaches and just kind of absorbing the different offense than what I've been in, and figuring out, okay, how we can help the guys we have here get better.
Does it mean something that you and Chud communicate tight end to tight end, that he played that position at Miami and you played it in college and the NFL?
Yeah, it does. I always say tight ends undervalued position. You know, it's one of those things you miss it when you don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have one, you take it for granted. Especially in this level, you know, the tight end on third down and red zones can, especially when you have a young quarterback. I look at the development of Matt Ryan. You know, Tony and I were talking the other day about some stuff. And one of the things that I look at how he's helped Matt Ryan grow, and that when you have a security blanket like a Tony Gonzalez, where you can go to him on third down, you get in the red zone, you get in a bind, you just put air on the ball and give a guy a chance to make a play.
Right.
That really helps you. And, you know, we have a young quarterback here, obviously, and Braden Whedon going into his second year, and Colt McCoy is another young guy. When you have young quarterbacks, if you can have some guys in the middle of the field that can be a security blanket for your quarterback, that will really help him continue to grow. We have some dynamic guys on the outside.
You know,
those two young guys, watching their tape, you can see they're going to be special players.
Sure.
But it's easy to take away guys on the perimeter. It's harder to take things away in the middle, and tight end in the middle.
And you have another young guy, of course, in the middle right now, in a Jordan Cameron, for instance, who's still just kind of finding his way as a player and didn't have much experience as a football player,
right,
let alone a tight end at USC. So he's coming into his time here as still a young developing player.
Yeah, I don't know much about Jordan. I've just watched what he did last year. Obviously, I was in college when he came out, but I'm excited to work with Jordan. He has a skill set that's real unique. A lot of times you get guys that have length like he has, mm-hmm. has that height, and it's hard for them to bend and get. You know, I watch him. He plays outside of his frame. So what I mean by that, he can catch passes low, high. They don't have to be right there on his body.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're a big guy, he does that. Gonzalez does that. When you have a guy that can play outside of his frame, that radius for the quarterback, he doesn't have to be quite as accurate.
Sure.
You know, again, that's what I'm talking about, that security blanket for a quarterback, red zone and third down, is when you can play with range as a player and play outside your frame. Now all the quarterback's doing is he's getting it near you. He's getting it away from the defender, and he knows you're going to make the play. That gives him confidence. That keeps, maybe that's his third or fourth completion in a row, and he starts getting hot, right?
Right, right.
You move the chains, you get a first down. That first down might lead to points, whether it's a field goal or a touchdown. So that's really critical, I think, especially at our position.
Sure.
And so when I watched him play, and the fact that he can play outside the core so he doesn't have to just line up at Y, when he can do things outside the core, now it's a matchup issue because, like what we did with Tony, is if you're trying to bracket or double him, it's hard to do that when he's moving around, when you're not sure where he's going to line up every time.
Sure.
When you're a tight end that always lines up next to the tackle, it's easy.
Yeah.
It's easier, I should say,
yeah,
to take him out of the game.
Target, you know, right there.
Yeah, you can do a lot of different things. So Jordan's a guy I'm excited to work with.
Well, we're excited to work with you, Coach. Really appreciate you taking the time. Enjoy the knowledge, and we'll talk down the line.
All right, sounds good.
He is John Embry, the new tight ends coach for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got so much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.